Now, today is someone's birthday. Anybody know whose birthday it is today? The church's birthday. Well done. Yes. So it's Christians everywhere. The birthday of Christians everywhere, the Christian church. And what do you get on the birthday? Hopefully. A present. A present. I have a present. Right. Let me open it. I'm going to show you what I've got in this box. It's full of presents, actually. I have a hat. I have a French for travellers. I have a bread roll. I have a blindfold. I have some cough medicine. I have another microphone. I have some glasses, and I have a Bible. Right, so it's a very good box of presents, isn't it? Now, what do you think those presents might be used for? Any ideas? What about a French for travellers? When you go on a journey, yes, yep, going on a journey abroad. The hat is a sun hat, actually. Sunny days. I think it's also waterproof, so it's dual purpose. Right. Blindfold. Games, yes, yep. Having a good time. Microphone. That's so you can hear me, isn't it? Yes. So you can make sure that everyone can hear you. Yes. A bread roll. Yes, eating. What have I missed? Oh, glasses. So you see, yes, very useful. Cough medicine. Make you better. Yes, make you better. Right. Right, okay. So, after Jesus went back to heaven, the disciples were not left alone because God sent his Holy Spirit to help them. And the Spirit gave a number of gifts to help the world. And would you believe it, all those things I've just shown you are gifts which the Holy Spirit has given us. Right. Okay, so first of all, the Bible. So the Bible helps us know about God and how to be a good Christian. Right, the glasses. Now sometimes we can't see things clearly, can we? We get distracted. We just can't see what we're meant to be doing. So we need to be able to see clearly and to understand what God wants us to do. And also with a blindfold. Sometimes we can't see the way forward, so it's as though we're blindfolded. But nevertheless, we need to step forward and to trust God that even though the way ahead is unknown, he's there with us. And he'd be holding our hand. So, I don't know if when they were little, we played a game where you're blindfolded and you have to trust someone else to lead you through an obstacle course. So, sometimes we don't know the way forward, so we've got to trust God by holding his hand. The medicine. We've got lots of examples in the Bible, haven't we, of Jesus healing people. And today there are examples of people being healed. Maybe it's not just physical healing, but I think spiritual healing is important as well. So we can all play our part in that. When people are feeling low, when they're worried, when they're concerned, then we can help with their healing by how we care for them. Then the bread. Well, famous miracle in the Bible, isn't there, with bread and fishes? And we've got to remember today that so many people in the world are without food. So we still have to play our part of trying to help them, perhaps not giving them food, but giving them money so that food could be bought for them, or that they can help themselves by growing their own food. Then the microphone. Right, we need to proclaim God's message So it's no good doing that in a whisper, because nobody's going to hear that. So we've got to have a very loud voice or a microphone to amplify what we're saying so everybody can hear. Then, anybody read Harry Potter? Anybody read Harry Potter? In Harry Potter, they have a sorting hat. And when the children first go to the school, Hogwarts, they have the hat put on them, and the hat decides which house they're going to be in. So this is meant to be like the sorting hat. God knows what gifts we've got, and he puts the sorting hat on us and sorts us out into groups. We don't really have any saying that, but once we've got our gift, then we've got to use it and not just waste it. Then, foreign language book. Now, it's not just telling people who don't speak the same language about God, but even those who do speak the same language, because we come to church every week, we get used to what we do here, it's very familiar to us, but it can be strange to people who've never been to church before. So we've got to be conscious of that, that we've got to explain our belief, our faith, in a way which is understandable to everyone. So God has a gift for everyone here, and they're all important. It won't be the same gift. In fact, it'd be no good if it was all the same gift, would it? We need to have different gifts. There are many more gifts than we've been given here, so we've got to work with other people as well, so we could share their gifts, they can share our gifts. And it's a challenge to us to recognise what gift God has given us and how we can use it for the good of all. Okay, thank you.